Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Probably getting that last story out of my mind.
That's so nasty. That is so nasty.
We're done.
Tickle his bag.
Sorry.
The average person.
Mike, our tickle tent was people. Not from Morocco, though. It was more from Greece.
Okay. That tickles. That tickles. Just wait a minute.
Just wait. Oh, Mike's not a big fan of science.
Stop that. Stop being that way to me. Please.
He's had a day, Oscar.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Yes. Would it have been better if I got the test this morning? Yes, you're probably right. Oh, God, shut up, Oscar. Oh, God, I hate you sometimes. Honest to God, it's just terrible.
You know if you have a fever or not. You know better than anybody else.
Right.
No, I don't. I don't. Thank you very much.
You know if you have excessive thirst.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Each and every day when I come in here now, I glance at the front of my forehead and I kind of say, will it ever come back? Will it ever come back? Will it ever come back? I'm just looking at
there's
it.
There's a widow thing. Peeking at me.
Yeah. I mean, it's growing. So, I mean, I got that going for me, but yeah, it doesn't.
What you have, Mike, shaved, is that you have a smaller but stronger army of hair.
Have you thought about the spray?
No.
GLH?
Because I don't care. I don't care. Okay. I'm perfectly down with going with a buzz cut for the rest of my life if I have to. I just I don't really care, but it's a curiosity more than anything else. And in this in-between stage where I feel as though I'm kind of combing over, you know, what I do is I go straight forward and then I go right to left. Listen, I want to get I want to touch on a lot of different things here and talk about the website that we were advertising on. We're not advertising on anymore. I am aware of the fact that for a good chunk of my career, it comes with the territory that people are going to take shots at you for various reasons. And I'm not giving anybody credit, but a lot of people have talked about me on this particular website recently and the fact that that I'm preachy when it comes to COVID and wearing a mask, and the word hypocrisy is used a lot. I'm here to tell you those people that are of that mindset that get set to get the beach towel out, because I'm going to own my own hypocrisy on this particular subject, because I think it's important to do that because I'm not alone in it, and I think they have a point, although. It should be pointed out that when they're talking about me flying in my daughter and her boyfriend, that was not the case. They drove 14 hours to avoid getting into an airport and on an airplane and came back and were tested before they came down. And you know, we thought that it was a safe situation. But it was also, when I talk about mitigating risk, it was probably not the perfect scenario. And if I was going to be letter of the law, as many people are, I probably, you know, would have been less selfish and done it that way with virtual, but I didn't. And I own that. And that is hypocritical because I do talk about people wearing masks. Since COVID began, I could make a shopping list of moments that were probably elevating the risk to a certain degree. I have not been sequestered in my house, not going out. I get out and I play golf, and that's what this story is really all about, because it's something that, you know, I think we all try to get by as best we can. I'm not making any excuses, and I'm saying when it comes to going into a crowded place without masks on, I still think that is a high-risk situation, and I'll still talk about it. And I will also say that there are people, the two gentlemen I happen to work with, that I think have done a much better job with mitigating their risk, especially the way we run Podcast Village, mm-hmm. and you guys have done a great job with it. I say all this because I really do think it's time to own my own hypocrisy. With that said, I don't know if I'm going to change major things that I do, but I did do something that was a departure on Monday from what I normally do, and that's the setup for this. And I'm not looking to to do a real mea culpa here as much as I'm saying, you know, I get it, because it is hypocritical for me to scream about everybody else. Everybody has to live their own life. Mm-hmm. On Monday, over the last two times, I play golf three times a week with the same group of guys. Since the pandemic hit, we have been gathering after we play golf in our own golf carts and sitting in a parking lot and settling up bets, and then it's hand sanitizer and it's home. And the one thing that we used to do is we used to gather and sit on the porch and settle up the bets then. Over the last 2 weeks or so, the move has been to go up on this patio. And I think Monday was the day. Early on in the pandemic, I would avoid it like the plague. I would say I wasn't going to do this. I wasn't going to hop upstairs and do this. Are you texting me, Oscar?
I'm looking at Rob, looking at nothing, because I'm texting Rob.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that.
Please continue talking.
Is everything all right? Is everything going okay here?
Yeah, I'm just asking him about the gate. I'm asking him to run the board and seeing what the issue is, but you're
fine. What's the problem?
You sound great. We have some people painting in another office, and I didn't know if that's that background noise I'm hearing
coming
is coming
through.
From them or Mike, and if it is, Rob can mute himself if he runs the board while they're working.
It was an occasional noise. I thought it was coming from here, but then by the time I checked, that had stopped, so I wasn't
ever
certain.
Vigilant, Rob.
Of course.
So, the point I wanted to make is that Monday I went up on the patio to settle bets and had a beer or two or four with some of the guys that were there. Yesterday I was out running some errands and I got a voicemail. One of the guys that had just come in from Iowa, Indiana, Tucky. was calling me and said that he spiked a fever the night before on Wednesday night, and then went in and got tested on Thursday morning and tested positive.
Oh no.
This guy was next to me. He was a close talker, and I immediately freaked out. And it was a situation where I did not want to get the regular get in the car, stay in line, wait 7 days to get a test result. I wanted to see if I could get a rapid testing situation, as Oscar's done in D.C., I think, a couple of times. And I decided to find it hard to find down here in South Florida. Drove about 45 minutes away, and they had a walk-in clinic that had rapid testing if you had the cash. And it was kind of a cluster F, but I was glad that I did it, and I tested negative with the test yesterday. But I'm here to say that in the event that I hadn't tested negative for this, I would have kicked myself in the ass.
For going along
with people that were ignoring what is the worst part of this pandemic. We're in the middle of it. And I'm here to say I own that. I own that. And now what it was for me was fortunately a wake-up call where I sent text messages out to everybody that I hang with saying, back to the parking lot. And just as a matter of fact, 5 seconds ago, the third guy, we have three guys that run these games, and they kind of control where things go. And it's very casual. It's not anything where it's formal.
Right.
But they've all agreed, and bless them for doing that, that they have said, yeah, absolutely, wonderful idea, I agree, bam, 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 right down the line. So it's back to what we were doing before. I don't know how it got back to where it was, but I wasn't the guy that was saying absolutely not in that particular time. And I just assumed that these people in our group do not. Everybody where the problem has erupted down here, it's usually involved people that are traveling. I'm not saying anything about planes. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying anything about airports. I'm simply saying that the cases that we have had down here, it usually involves someone who has just arrived. That's just the way it goes. It might be one that I can think of where it was somebody who's been down here the whole time. And I didn't make that connection. I didn't process that. And, of course, you go through the phases of this being pissed off that somebody would be off a plane and immediately throwing themselves down there. But it doesn't matter. The degrees of what we do at Cocoonville are very disjointed, and it's hard to, if you follow what you're allowed to do, you're going to have very high risk. If you make your own rules, it's just kind of like probably the rest of the country.
Right.
You do what you can. I didn't do what I could. I didn't do the right thing. I was stupid. I was thoughtless. I was putting people in my own family at risk by doing this. It's all risk mitigation. I am not going to sequester myself in my house and board up the doors. However, there are little things you can do that give yourself a much better chance of not putting yourself in harm's way. And I didn't. And I feel like that hypocrisy label is completely legitimate, and I own it. And, you know, it applies to a lot of people that are in positions of power. You've heard the stories about people that go out to restaurants, you know, the governor of California, you know, saying we're going to shut everything down and then being out there. I don't think that that is anything that should influence anybody. I think you should call out the people that are doing, myself included, but I don't think that changes what the real facts are that are pretty obvious. And I feel guilty about it. And I wanted to come in here and say, I'm not somebody who gets on the air and screws up and says, I never screw up. I do screw up. And I feel guilty about screwing up. And I feel guilty about the Thanksgiving holiday, too, where I was very much aware of my daughter's diligence in protecting herself and getting tested one day before she made her trip down here. But at the same time, it's still risk mitigation. The people that did it were the people that had Zoom get-togethers and kept it the real nuclear family. I also have had my son in school since mid-September, and I believe that their school system is doing an extremely good job. I am mitigating risk that way. So it's one thing to hope that people don't go into a crowded environment without masks. It's another thing to, you know, own your own hypocrisy and saying, yeah, there are some things I do. Did I do letter of the law all the way along? No, I didn't. Will I do it? Probably not. But I can do better, and I'm going to try to do better. And it really, you know, with that said, the rest of the people that say mean things about me will go on, and where that comes from, you know, it could come from anybody that runs a website to people that have had a bone to pick with me for years and years and years, and it comes with the territory. But I use this particular opportunity when I read that to say, yeah, there's a point there. There's a complete point. There are a lot of facts that were in error, but you got to own it. And well, I'm here to say that I don't know if that'll be helpful.
Look, you're doing what unfortunately, and we don't know on this show how where we're going to be in 2021. We just don't, because all we can do is our best, and even then, because this is an invisible enemy, you could get hit with it.
Right.
But if you don't do your best, and then you have to say bye to the ones you love through an iPad, then live with that.
You'd really have to live with that. And you know what? This was something that was weighing on me as I sat in. And let me give you a little perspective.
Right.
On for those of you that have not come, you know, I'm sure plenty of people have been tested. I'm sure plenty of people have gone through it. The idea of a rapid testing situation, I think that's people that have a very serious concern about exposure, as I did. That was not a good place to be yesterday. That was an hour of my day where I was observing human behavior in its very nervous form. And it was a bit chaotic. There were people, we were asked to wait in our cars and fill out a little walk-in sheet outside of the building and then go wait in the car. And the information was a little disjointed. Nobody was really sure what was going on. But when she said an hour, it turned out to be almost exactly that. Mm-hmm. And they came back and they said, "Are you Mike Miana?" And I said, "Can you read written English?" And it was, you know, they had the name wrong. And then I got paranoid about the name being wrong, whether the test got swabbed. Within about 20 minutes, they came back with the result. You see people, I'm waiting in the parking lot in my car, and you see a young lady come from the front of the building, where I guess she was asked to come and get her paperwork.
Right.
And they handed it to her with her result, and she's going like this, yes, yes. And at that moment, that's when the soul-crushing fear began to descend on me.
Did you find out if she was negative or positive?
You get a couple weeks off work.
Yeah.
It was very
That environment had to be, especially in the state of mind you were at, to be surrounded in that environment had to be very almost surreal, I would think.
It was the other side of things. Mm-hmm. I don't think this is the majority of people in our country right now. It's going to be more and more. You're going to see a lot of this we have horrible numbers that we're talking about every day.
Look, this is crazy. And we are lucky that we have not had this conversation prior till right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because even before this was happening, we were all taking certain measures that we didn't know were the right measures. And Mike, you talk about infrastructure. I would say a month ago on M Street, where you would go to Lululemon and North Face when it was there, or right next to Sports Fan. You probably remember that time, Mike, that area.
Mm-hmm.
They have a rapid testing boutique that is now open, that if you have the funds, you can walk in and get one on M Street in Georgetown.
Wow.
That's how viable this industry is, because there's so many people that are being exposed.
And it should be everywhere. It should be in every drugstore, and it's not, and it could have been. I'm not, but you know what? The blame game is something that when you own your own hypocrisy, the blame game is something that you back off on a little bit, because I don't want to appear preachy. What I want to do is explain how I felt. Yeah. And Oscar articulated where I would say, you know, saying goodbye to the family through an iPad just because I decided that I'd go with the flow. There's so many situations where I don't want to make it too political, but I will draw parallels between this and racist behavior. It's similar. You're going along with peer
racism
group pressure.
Is tangible.
I'm talking about when you don't speak up, when somebody says something that might be a joke that's inappropriate, and you know, as you know, based on this show, I've spoken up and I have not spoken up. In this particular situation, it was similar because I felt the same way. I kind of went, what the hell? I'll look the other way.
You already felt like it was inappropriate to be hanging out that close.
Oh, 100%. I mean, okay. I've made big deals about it.
Right.
Got it. This time I was just like, what the heck? I got desensitized to it. And this guy rolls off an airplane on a Saturday night and joins everybody Monday. I think that I can't influence the policies of the way they run the show.
You can be yourself. And also, we've said this since
I asked to be on the task force and I was rejected. They decided that
you're right.
I wasn't. you think that's what it
don't
was?
Don't let him in. Know. He's a dick.
No, I think it was the credentials. I think it was like, director of a healthcare system, seven nurses, two doctors, DJ.
Disc jockey.
You need an every man on every board.
But kind of selling myself, like with the communication aspect of things, didn't go. Didn't work. So they're making their decisions. And their decisions are really not 100%. They're running it like I think a lot of businesses down here in Florida.
Well, you know, whether it comes down from a business standpoint, like the policy of a business or a local or even state government regulation, like when they were saying no more than 10 people together for Thanksgiving. Remember, and we've said this all along, just because you can doesn't mean you should.
Well,
you know, you've got to remember that being careful will never bite you in the ass in this situation.
Yeah, let me just say that when people are doing letter of the law regarding certain states, and you have a state that's being run by people that don't put a priority on this,
mm-hmm.
with the guy that runs the state that's vetoing mask mandates in certain areas and fighting that, you got to kind of do your own thing to keep yourself safe. I've said that before.
Yes.
What I'm saying though is everybody has to try a little harder and do a little better, and myself included. I'm at the top of the list today. I was terrified. I was absolutely terrified. It was not a good place to be. I was resigned to whatever might really happen with this, but And you know, I got this news.
You're not out of the woods yet. You're really going to know in 2 or 3 days.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that it's just a very, very difficult situation that we're all in. And you know, you have to be aware.
You should call Kathy.
Shut up. Shut up, you.
Kathy, do you know how to Zoom? I need to talk to you.
I don't want that answer. 2 or 3 days. Thank you. I'm fine. I'll be all right. You've scared me.
Kathy, pick up your iPad, Kathy.
Thank you. Yeah.
We didn't have a proper goodbye on Thanksgiving.
I believe if I was infected on Monday, I would be in the window for the rapid test that I took yesterday. I investigated that by a conversation.
I have mine.
Mike's not a big fan of science.
Doctor, stop that. Stop being that way to me. Please.
He's had a day, Oscar.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Yes. Would it have been better if I got the test this morning? Yes, you're probably right. Oh, God, shut up, Oscar. Oh, God, I hate you sometimes. Honest to God, it's just terrible.
You know if you have a fever or not. You know better than anybody else.
Right.
No, I don't. I don't. Thank you very much.
You know if you have excessive thirst? Can you taste?
Hold on.
I've always said if anybody can beat it, Mike can beat it.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
He's beaten everything else.
You've always said this.
Yeah.
Always.
So, I own it. You got to own it. I've owned hypocrisy in the past. I have. I don't.
You've rented it, leased it, and owned it.
I've rented it, leased it, and owned it. We all have.
Yes, we have.
On this show.
So true.
We've all owned our hypocrisy. But I think that, tip of the hat to the way you're running things at Podcast Village with, when somebody's coming into one of the studios, you guys mask up right away. Mm-hmm. I think that's a good way to do it, and I wish it was better. I haven't gotten a lot of sleep recently. So
how's Carla doing?
We had a fire drill because Carla was working and her mother was on the way to work, mm-hmm. and I had to tell her to pick up my son, and then my son had to be dropped off at Carla's work, and I disrupted everything to go down and get this. I didn't want to, no waiting. I wanted to go down and do this ASAP. And it's, it's just the way it is. The person that I spoke to had mild symptoms. He was very remorseful about the circumstances. I have no idea how he led his life leading up to that. I have no idea whether this was an aviation-related thing. I was aware of the fact that he flew in on Saturday.
Spirit Airlines.
And no, it was that wonderful Allegiant. Because that's where that airline comes from, primarily.
Yeah, they're good at wiping stuff down at Allegiant. That's what it says on the wings on the flight attendant's badge. It says, we wipe it
it's
down.
It's just, the ups and downs of this, the arguments that people have had, it is a...
But Carla's spirits are high. This is scary for the family.
It was scary for the family, but no. If you're asking if I perceived any of that fear, no.
Concern?
About my death? No.
Yes.
Not really. Okay. No.
Was she
there was really more fear of inconveniencing her next client.
Well, I mean, there's death and then there's inconvenience, and they're both a real pain in the ass.
Getting a call back was a challenge. Because, that music's on. Dun, 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 and, just relax.
Oh, she was playing music today. Down. Was that to cheer herself up because of the...
No. The music... I'm talking about the music that's in the room where the facial table is.
Oh, okay. And, yes.
God forbid I interrupt that, And I probably got a bit of a reaction when I said, hey, it's not like you're doing a brain surgery.
Mm. Oh, boy. Mm. Maybe she should get to do the testing. She could offer that. It would be a great thing.
Oh, like a facial and test?
Yeah, facial and test. Rapid facial.
But the good news, what comes out of this, a little more risk mitigation with back to the parking lot.
Yes.
Back to the parking lot.
Just to clarify, I thought you guys were on the patio before when you do your thing.
Who's that? Oh, God. Yeah, he's getting a COVID test. Don't worry about it. Anyway, so you can turn that off now.
Are you using the skin oils I gave you?
Swab your throat with the skin oils.
What do you mean? No, the patio was one day, and the patio was something.
Then everybody went back inside?
No, the patio, we went from parking lot to patio. We were out, I was outside.
The whole time.
Make no mistake about the whole time.
Good.
With with this guy.
When you guys are rocking the parking lot, is that just everybody's in their car, or is it like a tailgate situation?
It's everybody's ass is in their cart.
Oh, that's cool.
With
that's nice.
It's the way it's been since April.
That's cool.
The way, and it's really comfy. Yeah. I feel like, you
got,
you know,
everything you got.
And Mike is particularly safe because
money
never
changes hands. Yeah. There's sanitizer rubbed on hands immediately. That's the way
you
it
should,
goes.
You should come in hot and say, look, guys, one next layer of safety. Venmo. My friends on the show told me about Venmo. We can just bebop, bebop, and then right there you get your cash. Boom.
But you know, Mike is actually pretty safe.
You're going to have that conversation with him. You go through that. Why don't you deal with that crap?
Mike has been pretty safe in the exchanging of money because mostly he gives, he doesn't take.
Yeah.
So that puts you
right. That's true.
So he's a
I
giver.
Just style a bunch of ones up and go, take them.
Patient
take
zero.
Him, miss the putt again. Take them, take them, take them. Yeah, that's the way. So, by the way, and so, you know, thank you for that old website that we used to argue. And for the rest of those people on there, yes, lick my Irish bag. Thank you very much. There you go. We can start the show now. Thank you. I'm done.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Double bourbon, will you? Quick, huh?
Okay. What's yours?
I was just thinking. It's been so long since I...
Look, mister, I'm standing here waiting for you to make up your mind.
That's a good man. I was just thinking of a flaming rum punch. No, it's not cold enough for that. Not nearly cold enough. Wait a minute.
Just got
it. I got it. Mulled wine, heavy on the cinnamon and light on the cloves. Oh, with you, me lad, and be lively.
Hey, look, mister. We save hard drinks in here for men who want to get drunk fast, and we don't need any characters around to give the joint atmosphere. Is that clear? Or do I have to slip you my lip for a convincer?
What's he talking about?
Oh, Nick. Right. Just give him the same as mine. He's okay. You worry me, you know. You got some place to sleep?
No.
You don't, huh? Well, you got any money?
No.
No wonder you jumped in the river.
I jumped in the river to save you so I could get my wings. Uh-oh. Somebody's just made it.
Made what?
Every time you hear a bell rings, it means that some angel's just got his wings.
How old are you anyway, Clarence?
293. Next May.
That does it. Out you two pixies go, through the door or out the window.
Look, Nick, what's wrong?
No, that's another thing. Where do you come off calling me Nick?
Well, Nick, that's your name.
Say, Brandis, don't you know where coconuts come from?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Is that ukulele? Is that ukulele?
That's the ukulele. Yes.
Hawaii Christmas in Hawaii.
This is the Pupini Sisters, Mike.
Pupini Sisters. Yeah, I know you love them. We are live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. Thank you very much for joining us. We appreciate it on the Mike O'Mara Show. Heard in wonderful, wonderful towns like San Bernardino, and that's in California.
Yes.
You know. Waves, North Carolina, Des Moines, Georgia, Grafton, Virginia, Louisville, Kentucky, and Helsinki, Finland. Bye, cities. We'll see new ones next week. Send your cities to Rob Spiewak. Bye.
Gotcha.
Thank you.
Bye, Finland.
Our show today brought to you by Solo Stove. I love simple design. Timeless simple design. There's nothing like it. There's nothing like simple. It applies to so many different things, but the Solo Stove is a wonderful outdoor fire pit that you can take anywhere you want because it's portable. Fireside moments keep you grounded and remind you how to be human. Enter Solo Stove. Rob's playing
a fire sound effect right there.
That's a heck of a Solo Stove fire.
I used big logs this week, Mike.
We all got them. We all love them. Solo Stove creates the moments. Stainless steel construction, simple, designed to regulate airflow and burn more efficiently. It's got a carrying case. You can take it house to house. So little smoke, you'll wonder how so much fire is there. Plus, no campfire smell. Solo Stove products are portable. We love them. They're easy to light, totally portable. And Solo Stove gives a lifetime warranty with every purchase. You can't beat that. No one needs a reason reason to gather around the fire. Solo Stove just took away any reason not to. Mm. And now you can get $10 when you use promo code TMOS at checkout. Just go to solostove.com and remember, you get $10 off when you use promo code TMOS. It's Friday, and that means one thing. It's time for the TMOS Talking Head, ladies and gentlemen. Now, this guy has a title. It says Dave Walls, the TV Guy.
TV Guy?
Dave has been listening to us since 1992. You see, 28 years ago, he was on an 8th grade field trip to Washington, D.C. when the bus broke down. And he found the old show on the radio while they waited on the Beltway. We were doing a Thanksgiving episode. He's been hooked ever since. Early on, he had to use primitive internet to find ways to listen to the show. He is the native of Wilmington, Delaware. Not the native. He is a
He's
native.
The native.
Yes. The native of Wilmington, Delaware. That's where the president-elect resides. And now lives in Lynchburg, Virginia, with his wife of 11 years, Lisa, and their cat, Misty. A lot of cat owners on the TMOS talking.
Meow.
A nearly three-decade broadcast veteran. He's currently the evening sports guy on ABC 13. So he is a TV guy.
Yes.
WSET TV in Lynchburg. By the way, I still do that, Dave, if you can get me a gig. WSET tonight on WSET. And now here's Dave. Anyway, where he's done everything, news anchor, morning show, you name it. He weathers the daily perils of TV journalism in his nutty era of COVID and crazy MAGA. But even better, for 1 year, he was the warm-up comic and announcer for the touring show, The Price is Right Live. That's awesome. Nice. Traveling the country and even doing a residency at Bally's in Atlantic City. That's a cool life. Lots of good career things there. However, before he was allowed to do the touring TPIR gig, he had to train at Television City at the real show, and he got to meet Bob Barker. Let me say hi to David. David was on The Price is Right. He's a game show junkie, likes to cook, loves to travel, which he gets to do a lot for work. His favorite part of TMOS is that the show is his daily 80-minute escape from all the BS in the world. Well, I just loaded us with that BS right at the front of the show. With my I am a hypocrite speech. He loves organic, the organic nature of the show with no set format. And to him, it's like three of his friends just talking. That's very kind. He's on a laptop, and we welcome him now. TV Guy from WSET TV in Lynchburg. Dave Walls. Hi, Dave.
Hi, Dave.
How are you?
Hey, Mike. I'm doing well. Great to talk to you.
It's really nice to have so many of these overachieving
talented
listeners,
yes,
and talented people. Mm. And you've been a TV guy. And are you on set now when you're doing your TV, or do you do it exclusively from your home? How's it working at WSET TV?
Mike, we got to get you to do voiceover for the station. That's fantastic.
I'll do it. It'd be so cheap, it would spin your head. Really? Last time I auditioned for one of those gigs was up at Portland, and I lost out. And then I heard the guy in Portland, Maine, and he sucks. It's like every gig I lose, the other guy sucks. That's I'm just like Donald Trump.
A lot of them do.
But you just said
the magic word. You just said cheap, so it'll work out fine.
Yeah,
TV likes cheap, don't
absolutely
they?
Yeah, sure. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun.
That's how I got in the door.
Do you go to work?
Yeah, but you say I'm anchoring in the studio, but I'm finding myself reporting and doing all my work a lot more from home. It's funny how COVID changed everything, where, you know, before it was grab your camera, grab a cameraman, go out the door in a station vehicle. And now it's, hey, let me get my iPhone up and running in my second bedroom of our apartment. And let's not be too loud, 'cause my wife's in the other room, you know, while I'm trying to put the newscast. It's very unusual. 2020 flipped everything on its head.
You know, no matter what what market you're in, TV is TV. The rules are the same. Mm-hmm. And you know, you deal with news directors like we deal with program directors. What is the as far as the station in that area, what's the best thing about the gig, and what's the toughest thing about being on the magic box every day?
The best thing is, honestly, I work with a really great staff of people, and, you know, that can't be said everywhere, because especially, you know, we're market number 68 out of, you know, 200 plus television market cities. And so we get a lot of younger kids who come in, sometimes fresh out of college, and this is their first job. So sometimes it's a revolving door, you know, where they go, all right, I've done my time and now I'm leaving. You know,
it's like Fort Myers.
We've always really had so we've always had really good people, and the market itself is actually really nice. The people here are friendly, will do anything for you. The worst thing is that I found, especially, was just the immediate lack of privacy, which I'm sure you guys can relate. You know, I worked in radio for a long time and I never had an issue. Within like 2 weeks of appearing on TV down here the first time, I can't shop at the supermarket anymore unless it's like 3 a.m. because I'll get stopped 100 times.
Yeah.
Or,
yeah, it's TV.
Or you get people like I even had to change my name on Facebook where it doesn't say Dave Walls, because I'll get people going through my private photos and commenting and doing creepy stuff. And if I call someone for an interview, they'll go, "Oh yeah, I already looked through your wife's photos, and yeah, no problem." And I go, "Let's change that right now."
It's so funny because being in radio and with the podcast, and even with this, I mean, it just doesn't happen. And that's one of the blessings. I love the fact that, especially down here in Florida, the anonymity. And really, the only time I didn't experience that was a few television buys where it would happen a lot. And, the only time I ever thought I was really, really recognized, it was a practical joke being done by a producer by shoving a dildo into the front of my car. So, I mean, it was, I've never really had to go through that. When it ever has happened, and believe me, and it doesn't matter what size market it is, as Dave said, you're going to get recognized if you're on the Magic Box. And it's special. Everybody wants to be on television.
Yep.
And people that are on television are special to them. That's the way it goes. The only times when I would be recognized that I found it disconcerting, and I'll ask this to you because I'm sure it's happened a lot more, is when someone will be, say, in a restaurant pre-COVID, and you'll be sitting there and you know that someone has recognized you. I used to call it worm sign, because in the heyday of afternoon drive and morning drive, it would happen more than it should. And I would say to whatever wife I was with at the particular time, I would say, "We have worm sign." And I would hate, I love people coming up and saying hi. That's fine with me.
Right.
What I would hate would be when you're just like, you look over and the guy's looking across you like this.
Sure.
Like he knows a secret.
And it's like, come over and identify yourself. Yeah. And then the next time we get to, "Hey, I saw you at the Giant food store. Yeah. You were picking your nose," you know, that type of thing. But you like the small market TV world? It's okay for you?
You know, it's not bad. I don't know what I expected when I came here, but this is my third time living in Lynchburg. I actually finished college up down here, moved away, came back, worked in radio and dabbled a little bit. And then I didn't think I was coming back to Lynchburg, but then the TV opportunity came up. And yeah, so now I'm here going on 8 years in 2021. So it's
well, the touring, the touring yeah. show of the Price is Right, traveling the country. And so when the Price is Right traveled, that was a different host, right? Who was the host with the, or was it Barker that you traveled with?
No, they had a revolving door of hosts. They would kind of work a couple weeks, then they'd bring in a new host that way. But in my day, it was a residency in Atlantic City, and then they were just getting Las Vegas up and running. So I was living in Philadelphia because I'm originally from Delaware. And so I would actually commute from Philadelphia to Atlantic City every day. Like a 2-2.5 hour drive. Plus, it was summertime when I first launched. So imagine all the people from Philly going to the Jersey Shore. So it's like 5-6 hours of traffic.
Were there any names were in the touring company? Were they
financially,
all,
they made it worth my while. Yeah.
Were they any big names, or were they all kind of like, other disc jockeys?
No, actually, I mean, no other disc jockeys. That was the only act they let in the door. But the only name you might recognize is the former host of Supermarket Sweep, David Ruprecht.
Sure.
He was the first one I worked with. Or if you remember a show called Blind Date, they had a guy by the name of Roger Lodge.
Oh, yeah.
He came
Love
in for
Roger.
A little bit.
All right. So they had TV guys. That's cool. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
That's
did it draw a big crowd? I mean, yeah, I've always seen it advertised in places, and you know, it tours around. And it plays like, I think it plays like Charlestown Casino sometimes. How big of a crowd does it draw? And do you do like two shows a night, or what do you do?
I can't speak to the way they do things now. In my day, we did shows 6 days a week, but Monday through Thursday was only, you know, like one show a day.
Okay.
But those were actually the most popular ones. You wouldn't think Monday afternoon at 3 o'clock would be great, but they would bring grandma and grandpa by, say, hey, here's a free ticket to the show. And while you're at it, you know, drop 100, 200 in the casino on your way out the door. You know,
right. So did they have the wheel? Did they have the wheel or the Plinko board when you did it?
Oh, yeah. Wheel, Plinko, clock game, the hole in one. It's in the bag. Where I almost severed a finger because the prop malfunctioned. That was fun.
I would have gone, by the way, if I was in a casino. I would have gone to that show. Yes. I would have dropped in. It's very, very cool. You know, it's great to have so many stories. The TMOS Talking Head feature has been so, so much fun. You met Bob Barker, though, when you went out to Television City. I had the honor and privilege of meeting Bob Barker. Was he as nice to you as he was to us? It was just so much fun. It was such a thrill to meet him at Television City.
Yeah, I was only out there for a week training, but it was, well, one, surreal, you know, just to see him. And also not in a suit and tie, but he was in a button-down shirt and blue jeans and grandpa sneakers. And you're going like, well, I've never seen Bob, you know, dressed down, you know, before.
Right.
Walking around with his hands in his pocket.
Did he wear the ones with the cheeks cut out? The cheeks cut out? No, I'm sorry. That's just a little joke. He's still alive.
Bob Barker's assless jeans.
That was my favorite birthday.
I took my own scissors and I cut a hole in my jeans. We had a little delay, so bear with us with Dave. He's got that Lynchburg connection. You're the evening. You're currently the evening sports guy on ABC 13. Is Lynchburg Washington football team town?
Yeah, pretty much. Although we have so much college sports down here, we don't even really touch on the Lynchburg, on the Washington team that much. You know, we're right in the heart of ACC country, so we have Virginia and Virginia Tech kind of splitting the market in half. And then even on our own, you know, 5 minutes away, we have Liberty University, which is having arguably their best year of athletics ever. You know, football's in the top 25, basketball probably would have gone to the Sweet 16 last year. So it's a very, very busy market.
Who needs a president, right?
Right.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter right there. You ever bump into that guy, Jerry Falwell, Jr.? You ever bump into Jr.?
Oh, I could.
I know you're in dangerous territory. I know this is. I'm sorry. This is
understand.
Where you eat. I don't. You don't have to poop where you eat. You don't have to. You can do it.
Michael,
if you don't want to talk about it, I won't do that to you.
That's fine.
I just. Yeah. I mean, it's national figure now.
Yeah.
No. Totally fine. You know. The only thing I can say is the interactions I've had with him. And to me, on a one-on-one basis, he's actually always been generous. And the one thing you read from the news is that he will always answer a text, which has shot him in the foot so many times before. He'll say things he probably shouldn't. But as a reporter, you know, thank you, Jerry, for giving your cell phone number. So, yeah, that's fine. But he, you know, and I finished college there, actually. I went to the University of Delaware to play football. Then after I couldn't play football anymore, I actually got a scholarship to finish at Liberty. Knowing nothing about the school at the time, but so I knew Jerry Sr. a little bit, which was which was pretty wild. Yeah,
you've had a life, my friend.
Yeah.
Wow. You played. So did you get an injury that curtailed your college career?
Yeah, after my freshman year, I was actually I got hit by a drunk driver, and my legs were kind of like pinned in the car a little bit, and I rehabbed, but I couldn't practice the way I want. And after talking with my coaches, I was like, I just can't. You know, college football players, you know, you think you just, you know, show up for a practice or two and then go out in the field. It's a lifestyle. You know, it's a 7 day a week.
Yeah.
Job.
Every, you know, all year long. It's a job. You're absolutely right. Mm-hmm. So it became very clear very quickly that although I was fortunate to survive and I'm 100% healthy now, I have no problems. But at the time, it was just too much of a strain. And, you know, I just didn't want to put myself in that further injury. And this is long before we knew anything about concussions or anything like that. So, fortunate to take the path I did.
So cool, man. Makes you a better sports reporter, I'm sure, having to have that high level. Yeah. What position did you play when you were playing your ball in college?
I was a offensive lineman, and then if they were really desperate, I would be a tight end. I'm glad they didn't have to call on me to do that in college, but the size jump from high school, you know, where all of a sudden, you know, at the time I was 275, 280 in high school. That was great. And then you get to college and all of a sudden you feel like a you know, hi everybody, I'm out in the field now. You know, you just get overshadowed by some of these
behemoths.
And what Dave doesn't mention is he's 4'10 and a half.
That's right.
Which is really just truly amazing with that. But that's such what a life.
Surprisingly fast. Yeah.
I mean, really, what a fascinating life. And for anybody that gets through Lynchburg, please check him out on WSET TV. Yeah. Dave's the evening sports anchor for that. And wow, thank you so much for your incredible support. We always give you a chance if we haven't covered anything or anything you wanted to say, or say hello to anybody out there on the show right now. This is your chance, Dave. You know how to do that. You're a professional broadcaster.
I don't know if I have much to say, but honestly, thank you guys so much. You know, I told Rob, I found this station while I was on a class, the show on a class field trip to Washington, D.C. in like 92 and 93, where I didn't have a tape deck and all I had was a radio. And I got stuck on the Beltway for hours, and all I did was listen to a Thanksgiving show as you guys were breaking into the Butterball hotline and all that stuff. And I was hooked from that. You know, even when I would drive back from Lynchburg to Delaware to visit my parents for the holidays in college, I would make sure I drove during the worst traffic just so I could get stuck on the Beltway to hear a full Donna Mike show. And so much of my life has been intertwined with memories of listening to you guys. Like, even when I would travel on the road, you know, your last terrestrial show, I was the last day of mine at a job. And I just remember sharing that pain with you. And you've been with me through so much stuff, whether you realize it or not. And it has just been an absolute joy to see your success throughout all the years. And,
I'm thrilled.
I can't thank you enough for everything you've done, whether you know it or not. So it really means a lot.
That's
to me
awesome. You know what, man?
So really
thank you so much. And coming from you, it's a real compliment. And I really, really appreciate that. Let's give Dave a round of applause.
Yeah,
another incredible talking head segment. We are running late, but it was too fascinating to talk about. High-level college football, a stand-up comedian, touring show of The Price is Right, sports anchor on TV. Meanwhile, I'm sitting in my living room, you know, just sitting there doing that and trying not to get COVID. We'll take a break. Thank you, Dave.
Thank you, Dave.
And
thank
we'll
you.
Come back with more fun right Thanks, here guys. On the Mike O'Mara Show. Excellent, man.
See ya.
This year, spend the holidays with America's favorite family. It's a Cerrito Family Christmas. Featuring the whole Cerrito family. Maureen Donahue Cerrito.
Who wants Christmas cookies?
Jimmy reciting a holiday classic.
Was the night before Christmas and all through the buffalo wing.
A visit from cousin Pauly Cerrito.
Forget about it.
The adorable Cindy Lou Cerrito.
Santa Claus, is that you?
And who could forget the tiniest Cerrito? Pony Tim.
God bless us, everyone.
And a special musical appearance by Ozzy Osbourne.
I'm the Prince of Darkness.
A Cerrito Family Christmas is brought to you by the TMOS Holiday Shopping Center. Everything you need to deck the halls, trim the tree, and gifts for the whole family. Shop Target and Walmart by clicking the Holiday Shopping Center banner at MikeOmaraShow.com. And from our family to yours, we wish you
Happy Holidays!
A Merry Christmas, everyone!
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This portion of our program brought to you by Theragun. I'm not sure if you've noticed lately, but these are stressful times. Whether you're an elite athlete or just a regular person trying to get through the day, muscle pain and muscle tension are real things.
Absolutely.
Let me introduce you to my left foot and my or planter's peanuts foot. Yeah, the planter's fasciitis. That's what I have. Even sitting at your desk battling Zoom meetings takes its toll. I use Theragun. You should use Theragun. It is the best. It's the best of its kind.
It is.
There's no doubt in my mind. It's a handheld percussive therapy device that releases your deepest muscle tension using a scientifically calibrated combination of depth, speed, and power. And man, oh man, does it have power. Now it is as quiet as an electric toothbrush. That's because the all-new Gen 4 Theragun has a motor that's so quiet, you'll wonder if it's on, while you soothe your aching muscles with Theragun's signature power, amplitude, and effectiveness. I was using Theragun before the show with my son this morning.
Yeah.
I'm like, move it down here. Yeah, move it to the back to the heel. Back to the hip. Come on, back to the heel. Thank you very much. Try Theragun for 30 days. There is no substitute for the Theragun Gen 4 with an OLED screen, personalized Theragun app, and the quiet and power that you need. Starts at only $199. Go to Theragun.com/TMOS right now and get your Gen 4 Theragun today. That's Theragun.com/TMOS. You won't believe the way this thing feels. Theragun.com/TMOS. And we thank you.
Woo!
All right. Something I wanted to talk about. Rob Spiewak wanted to talk about meat yes. manager.
Meat thermometer. No.
Meet the parents.
That's not meet the parents.
What is it?
Mike, Dateline, Waterloo, Iowa. Out there, they have a Tyson meat processing plant. You know Tyson. They do a lot of chicken, but they also do other meats. They were found. There was something of a scandal
out there. Don't laugh. Don't start chuckling already. I want to know what the story is. What do you got?
There was a scandal out there because the managers at the meat plant had a pool, a gambling pool, betting on how many workers would get COVID.
Well, don't meat packing plants by their very nature. They're super packed. Spreader locations, right?
They're packed. It says here, Tyson supervisors at it's a pork facility, Mike. A pork processing facility in Waterloo, and I think they say Waterloo out there. Waterloo, Iowa, took bets on how many workers would get infected with COVID-19, even as they claimed to take measures to protect themselves and denied knowledge of the spread of the illness at work. So they were protecting themselves, but betting on how the lowlifes in the on the floor, how many would get the
Might as well play the pig sound effect, okay? Yeah. Let it go. Here
please.
We go.
What? No.
I'm sorry.
Frog.
All right, hold on. Yeah, and that's working well.
That's it. Yeah, faint. Oh, there we go.
The bird's in the distance.
Mm.
Yeah, there it is.
Pheasant.
You know,
swine flu.
Why do I even try to run a board? Why do I even try to use audio? Why do I even bother? Why do I even go through it? Maybe if I turn it up to that level, let me see if we can hear the chimp. No, of course you can. No, it's not there.
Oh, there you go.
Better.
That's a big win.
That's a big win. Thank you very much.
Take the big
I found it. I found it. Okay. All right. Here's your pig sound effect. All right.
No, it's elephant. So much meat on the bone, though.
Right, give me the hooves.
And if, Mike, in a bold statement, Tyson CEO Dean Banks, said, "We are extremely upset about the accusations involving some of the leadership at our Waterloo plant." Apparently, it was a cash buy-in, winner-take-all betting pool for supervisors and managers to wager how many employees would test positive for COVID-19.
Big dummies.
I don't know. God. Maybe it's a good way to boost morale. I mean, they're making the disease into something fun, at least.
Let them eat cake. Isn't that kind of the attitude?
Oh, God, yeah, absolutely.
Look at that one down on the floor. Look at him. Oh, he's sneezing. I'm going to win the pool.
Does it say what they're doing with them or what the investigation is going to lead to?
There's an internal investigation at Tyson, but also there is employees are suing because they're saying not only is that not the right way to handle it, but also they did not take appropriate measures to protect them while management was protecting themselves.
Did you say white way?
The right way.
Oh.
Right
way. Isn't it weird that I always thought it was a little gross. I don't know the deets of what this is, but the people, some of these super spreader events happen in these meat factories, in these food processing factories. The nature of the job, side by side, is the way that works. And, you know, my chicken tasted funny last night.
They can't go outside.
Well, as long as you can taste it, Mike, you're okay.
I went to a Costco and got a roaster, one of those cheap roaster chickens.
Yeah.
You get what you pay for. Let me mention that, okay? You get what you pay. It is the most flavorless poultry I've ever tasted
in my
life.
Make no mistake, Mike. It's a loss leader to get you to the back of the Costco.
Do you get the lemon pepper one?
The regular roaster chicken.
They don't do lemon pepper. They just do one kind.
They don't do lemon pepper. He's never been. He's never been to Costco.
What a jerk.
I've been to Costco.
Didn't sound like it. Well, then how would you say lemon pepper chicken? You've never ordered
that. Well, because I get the rotisseries from Giant or Safeway when we get them. Yeah,
they're better.
Yeah.
The ones down at Publix are fantastic.
At my Costco in Leesburg, the chickens are actually raised in the back of the warehouse, and you can choose the one you want. They kill it, and they roast it for you.
That's so very exciting. Hey, Rob, are you ready for a little celebration?
I am.
When we come back, we will celebrate an award winner. We're very, very excited about that. The award winner will be spotlighted right here on the Mike O'Mara Show when we come back.
All your life.
If you'd like to learn more about the Mike O'Mara Show, the Library of Congress recommends these books. Bad Dog, Shaming Your Chihuahua to Cure Its Incontinence, Butterfly Grounded, Literacy and the Modern ESOL Student, and One Fish, Two Fish, Red Loofah, Blue Loofah. These and many interesting books aren't found in your local library, but if you'd like to read more, shop Walmart and Target through the TMOS Shopping Center and share your favorites at the TMOS Fans Book Club and Recommendations page on Facebook. We'll be happy to help you read more about it.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by MyBookie. It's clear that 2020 has been a year unlike any other, which is why you need a sportsbook with offers unlike any other. Get in on the fun with MyBookie, where the action never stops. Whether you're a first-timer or have been playing for years, you're going to love MyBookie. If you can imagine that, you can bet on it. And don't miss their huge casino platform. You get access to all the classics, table, slot, card games. And the best part is, at MyBookie, the doors never close. Make the smart play and sign up today at MyBookie. Use promo code TMOS at sign up to grab yourself a free $20 bet with your deposit. The terms are simple. You make your deposit, use the code, and you get hooked up with a free bet to use on anything in the sports book. If you have been on the fence about trying your hand at betting, this is a great way to get in on it. And since it's on the house, you can't beat it. It's officially winning season at MyBookie. Join in on the fun and win some cash while you're at it. I am going to check the spread on the Giants Seattle and see what the deal is on Big Blue with their toughest task so far. And we will see what happens. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Dateline, Washington, D.C.
Ooh, yes.
President Donald Trump on Thursday called Lou Holtz one of the greatest coaches in American history. I concur. As he honored the College Football Hall of Famer and political ally with the nation's highest civilian honor. Holtz has a 34-year coaching career, including the 1988 national title at Notre Dame. Let's see if he said anything. Did Holtz say anything? He's 83. He said, I'm even prouder to receive it from President Donald Trump, who added that Trump is the greatest president in my lifetime.
That's a long time. Yeah.
And if you don't know who Lou Holtz is, we have a clip of Lou Holtz right now.
Yes, we do.
And congratulations on the Medal of Freedom.
We're receiving. Oh, wait. Oh, no, no.
Oh, there. That's not it. That's not. Oh, damn it.
21 days for Christmas shopping. 21 days to fill the stocking.
21 days.
21 days for Christmas shopping. Only got 21.
One man enjoys this.
Hi there.
Hi
there. Have you done your Christmas shopping? You better get busy. Only 21 shopping days left.
No, in all seriousness, here he is. This is from C-SPAN.
They're unbelievably brave people. And they have had more bullet holes and bullets shot at them and in them. That's a Congressional Medal of Honor. Your route is a much easier one, I have to say. As tough as it may have been, it's a much easier one. I always say that about the two.
I'll remember that.
It's your route is a much easier, the Presidential Medal of Freedom. So I'd like to ask first Lou to say a few words, and then we're going to present. Thank you very much.
And when he said present, he actually leans over and shows his ass. Here's Louis at the lectern now, in the Oval.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President. I'm humbled by the various comments and the opportunity to receive.
All right. Did they record it in the bathroom? Is that what happened?
Yeah,
I was really looking for the other Lou Holtz clips.
Oh, I do
the
have
one
that.
Where he's like, yeah,
between,
the pep talk.
Between the Christmas guy, you have so this bit.
No, no.
It's not even possible. I mean, I don't know which is making me more mad today. You're laughing through the beginning of your story or this. I just want to hear Lou Holtz doing the that's all I wanted. That's all I wanted.
They will get to talk a whole lot more at halftime. I promise. Well, I don't get a rain day and cold,
but they're counting down 7-6-5.
There he is, Mike. The president's the highest honor in the land, Mike.
You have the speech where he says they got to get out on the field.
I do, as a matter of fact.
Get in the game. We said. That's what
it's
I wanted.
It's a faith-driven speech.
A tribute to Medal of Freedom.
I don't get a rain day and cold, but they're.
What you're talking about, Oscar, is victory in life.
For victory in life, we've got to keep focused on the goal, and the goal is heaven. The key to winning is choosing to do God's will and love others with all you've got. Sacrifice, discipline, and prayer are essential. We gain strength through God's word, and we receive grace from the sacraments. And when we fumble due to sin, and it's going to happen, confession puts us back on the field. So if you haven't been going to Mass weekly, get back in the game. We're saving your seat on the starting bench this Sunday. Welcome
all right.
home.
I just make a disconnect. Play the music. We got to take a break. I will tell. I just make a little disconnect when I'm thinking about the guy that's talking about going back to confession.
Right.
Calling the guy that's dancing next to Jeffrey Epstein like this, like that, as the greatest president. Why do I? What is wrong? I can't make that connection between that guy, and Lou Holt. It just doesn't make sense. I don't doubt that he's a devout Catholic. He went to coach Notre Dame.
Yes.
And he's talking about, please get back his confession today. Meanwhile, he calls the greatest guy, the guy that's out chasing ass for his entire natural life, including a porn star. Sometimes it just does not make sense to me. I try to figure these things out. Can you play that last Lou Holtz clip, please?
Yes,
just
please.
Anyone you want.
Hold all right. on.
Okay.
Just kidding.
Thank you.
One nice. Sec.
Now, we're done. We'll take it. We'll go to break. We'll go to break. Thanks. Anyway, that's great.
Almost.
Game to play today. We'll take a break, and we will come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
And I know what you're thinking. I really don't feel safe walking into a store right now. But I've got a solution for you. Head over to the MikeOmeraShow.com website. Click on the Target banner or the Walmart banner, where you can get your turkey for Thanksgiving or all your holiday gifts for Christmas, Hanukkah, and Kwanzaa. And you better do it soon or you'll be sorry. Now, who loves you, baby? Let's return to Kojak. Already in progress.
Man, they're right on DCR TV sometimes. I get it. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Legacy Box. Is a safe and affordable way, that's what it is, at Legacy Box, to digitally preserve all of your home movies and photos that are currently trapped on dated formats like VHS or film. To say that we all love Legacy Box would be an understatement. Imagine reclaiming all the priceless footage you have and you haven't seen it in years. The service couldn't be simpler. Use their kit to safely send the moments you want preserved. Their team will create a digital archive by hand. Then you'll receive your new copy stored on the cloud, a thumb drive, or DVD. Along with all the original media you sent them. So that doesn't have to go away either. Once you have these digital versions, you can relax knowing that they will be secure for generations. Legacy Box is something you can order in minutes and enjoy forever, just like we did. This is the best deal of the year. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS to take advantage of this limited time offer and get 60% off. This exclusive offer won't last long, so order a kit now and send it in whenever you're ready. It's a sale to remember, go to legacybox.com/TMOS and save 60% while supplies last. And now, without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for
Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take, a review and comment on the news of the day, as only our Bolivian Bloviator can do it. The views expressed by Mr. Oscar Santana do not necessarily reflect the views of the Mike O'Mara Show, its listeners, or any right-thinking citizens of the United States. And now, without further ado, let's get right to it. It's time for Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
Oscar, done. After 25 years on the air, Radio Disney is folding early next year. Radio Disney Country will also cease operations. It's part of a restructuring effort that will see more emphasis put on children's and family content for Disney Plus and Disney Channels. The company also said it took into account streaming and the ability of kids to seek out their own more personalized music choices, as well as the pandemic. Radio Disney launched in 1996 and helped put Disney stars like the Jonas Brothers, Miley Cyrus, Selena Gomez, and Demi Lovato on the map. It also gave exposure to major label artists, including Taylor Swift, Justin Bieber, Britney Spears, NSYNC, and Oni Direction. That's
Oni.
Oni. I love
it. It's fun. You fun when Oni. You mispronounce the name Oni. What's your take on that, Oscar?
So this is on the heels of 35,000 employees from their park service getting laid off, and then another 2,000 from ESPN. So this is a business decision at the end of the day. And if you don't have that digital infrastructure on the back end, then you probably can't do this. My real question to you, Mike, is when you're in the car, what do you, if you get a chance to listen to music with little Michael, what is safe to listen to? Because look, if
I'll be honest with you, I'll tell you exactly what happens.
Mm-hmm.
What happens is he's listening to nothing. He's on his mom's iPad and he's watching videos. He's watching cartoons and YouTube videos. And that's, you know, of kids building like a Lego battleship. That's
got
what he
got it.
That's what.
Got it.
So it's not even there with my middle children, with my daughter, who's now in their mid 20s. They were, you know, I actually had the satellite programming so that they could have their kids channel.
Yeah.
And there were limited kids channels.
Kids Bop.
That's
and,
it.
And they have Radio
Disney.
Yeah,
so it's not there anymore.
Yeah.
I get it. I totally get why it's dried
up. I'm surprised that they closed. I heard last that they were going to bring in LeVar Arrington.
LeVar Arrington to do the show.
Kids Bop.
There you go.
Yes, exactly.
Kids Bop.
Just got a new show on Fox Radio, if I'm not mistaken.
Ah.
Yeah.
LeVar did?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. He always lands on this feet.
It's all in the trades.
All right. Good.
The trades.
Good for him. Anyway, you're listening to Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
This is Oscar's Take, but it's probably more for Rob. He'll enjoy this story. Some people are saying that because of a segment from Chappelle's show in 2003, where Dave's driving a car while Mos Def sits in the passenger seat raps along to one of his own songs, it looks a lot like an episode of Carpool Karaoke, which James Corden has built his entire career
on. That's it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's no way of knowing if Corden actually saw it or was inspired by it, but there are a lot of people now that are saying James Corden ripped off Carpool Karaoke from Dave Chappelle. What say you, both of you?
I have seen that episode, Mike. I have, the Chappelle show back on Netflix and then pulled from Netflix. When it was on Netflix, it was nice to revisit. I'll tell you that much, even though it wasn't getting paid the amount of money he says he was supposed to. Now, for Carpool Karaoke, after watching the 60 Minutes episode with James Corden this past week, he has his own spin on it. And everything we do in entertainment has its own remix.
Yeah. Steal from me, you've stolen from the best.
Right.
You know,
right.
I mean, that's I get that. And everybody, there no original idea in radio. I mean, they all say that. I mean, broadcasting, that's the way
and
it goes.
And I hope
this
isn't Chappelle's team, because he's already got another platform he's bitching about. Is give him his royalties from his past catalog.
Can I tell you, and I'm a fan of Dave Chappelle.
Yes.
He's one of the best stand-ups working. He's one of the best stand-ups working. But the word I would use with Dave Chappelle is uneven. You will catch Dave Chappelle.
You're right.
Right?
Yeah.
You will catch Dave Chappelle doing 10 minutes of the most brilliant stand-up, and then it will be just, okay, get to a point. You know what I mean? And with Chappelle, and this is not solely based on when he decided to go AWOL, I always think when I'm watching it, between the cigarettes and the way he does his stand-up, that guy... You know, watch carefully. I could see the meltdown happening at some point. I worry about him. I really do.
Did
I don't
you
know
see
why
his monologue?
Or whether it's based in fact.
His monologue on Saturday Night Live, I guess it was 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Where the most recent one.
Yeah, he was smoking through the whole thing, and his...
And it was awful, as far as... It was one of the worst performances I've seen from Chappelle, in my opinion.
His demeanor was unsettling. It was... I was afraid to look away because of just the way he handled himself. And I don't know... And I think there's a certain segment of the population that enjoys seeing danger on stage, like what could happen.
Mm-hmm.
And
he's so, super edgy.
It makes me uneasy. And I think you're right. Uneven is a great... And you know what? I got a lot more problems with James Corden than stealing a bit. It's just not funny.
Well, there's another thing that I didn't put on the news today, that Corden's in a movie where he plays a gay man and he's getting a lot of pans for it. I forgot what it is. We'll probably have more of that if it continues
there's
to
also
be
Cats.
Something.
There's
oh, that's right.
Cats.
He's in Cats.
Oh, yeah. He's in Cats.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for my money, be a talk show guy.
Yeah.
You know, stop being a, you know, I can't tell anybody to live their life. Look at me. I'm doing a podcast. I'd take anything I can get. I was asking
you
to do
voiceovers.
I was asking to do voiceovers on Lynchburg practically for free. How pathetic is that? Anyway, you're listening to Oscar State Show. Oscar, there's a woman named Kimberly Haley Coleman, three-name person in Dallas, and she's opening the doors to her new business on Monday called The Tickle Bar.
Mm.
The name is accurate. You literally go to this place to pay to be tickled. Hold on. I have a new sound effect for that. I don't know. Somehow this comes to mind. Because of the pandemic, it'll be by appointment only.
Yeah. Well, you don't want to you don't want walk-in tickle traffic.
You show up, get a glass of wine, and then you're escorted into one of the 5 Moroccan-style tickle tents.
Well, Mike, what style?
Yeah. Moroccan-style.
Of course.
Tickle tents. You can go shirt on or shirt off. From there, you pick the tickling style you want, hair play, back tickles, or both, and you can pay for 25 to 50 minutes.
What if you have back hair?
It costs $40 for the shorter session and $60 for the longer one. What say you, Oscar?
This is a fetish palace play, if I have ever heard one in my life.
Yeah,
and I agree.
If anyone's gotten a massage or therapy at all in the past 6 months, you realize like who's going there for the therapy and who's going there for the therapy.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what I would think.
Welcome to the Tickle Bar. Would you like to go into one of our Moroccan tents? Yeah. nice to see you, Mr. Kraft.
Where do I get tickled?
Everyone needs to make a living.
Sure.
But do not couch or portray your therapy, which is a perversion,
yes,
in my opinion, as some sort of stand-up business that belongs next to a school.
Yeah.
Where's Janice? She's got Mr. Kraft this afternoon. Oh. Janice, Mr. Kraft is here.
Are you guys, are you ticklish?
Yes.
I am not as tickled. I'm really not all that. There are like certain areas of my body, but I can be. I've always prided myself on the fact that I'm not all that.
Show
ticklish.
Us on the doll.
Yeah.
probably like you right there.
The armpit. I used to be more ticklish than I was, and I would, you know, my aunts and uncles would tickle me, and I found it really almost like torture. I hated it. I can't
you didn't
imagine
like tickling.
I can't
below
imagine
the belt line.
Yeah, and we always knew when the game was over. It had a definitive ending, and then cartoons.
Shut up! All right, thank you, God.
Don't
almighty.
Tee me up if you don't want it, Oscar.
You're listening. You're listening to Oscar's take. The average person is buying for six people this holiday season and spending just. I am really having trouble getting that last story out of my mind. That's so nasty. That is so nasty.
We're done.
Tickle his bag.
Sorry.
The average person.
Mike, our tickle tent was people. Not from Morocco, though. It was more from Greece.
Okay. That tickles. That tickles. Just wait a minute. Just wait.
Don't whisper. That makes it worse.
The top presents we'll buy are
Don't
gift cards, clothing.
What's the first rule of Tickle Club?
Don't talk about Tickle Club. Oh, I know it tickles at first. It'll go away. It gets better.
Patience.
The top presents we'll buy are gift cards, clothing, fashion accessories, and household items. We end up disliking 1 in 6 gifts we get, and 1 in 8 people have already finished their Christmas shopping. Tickle us with your thoughts, Oscar.
Jolly old St. Tickleus.
St. Tickleus.
Look, if you have done all your gift shopping and you're good to go for the holidays and you're doing what is a socially distanced celebration where, like me, some people will be in Boston, some people will be in Los Angeles, and my mom, my dad, my brother, my mom, my dad, my wife, and my dog and I will be where we were for Thanksgiving in a separate house. Great. I bet that at least for my family, my sister's is going to have a lot of IOUs for Christmas because she's just late in that manner. My mom's got everything already in the house. She's already shopped for them. I will have maybe 1 or 2 IOUs because and I think the letter of the law was if you haven't done everything by the 13th in the past, then you were like, 50-50, you're going to get it in time for Christmas.
This year, oh, yeah,
now
you
got
it.
Now it's like the 10th. You got to get everything together.
It is the 3rd, if you're listening to this right now, or the 4th, if I'm not mistaken.
The 4th.
We've got a few days to make decisions, people. Get on it.
Yeah, do it.
Yeah, get on it. And, I need my gifts.
fabulous presents.
Yeah.
Did you tell Santa / Carla what you wanted?
There was Touch of Modern sent me an email, and there was a particular watch that had a golf thing on it.
Oh,
it looked
nice.
But you know that you don't know until you get it. If she gets it for me, I won't know till I get it. If it's something I could wear, or something I will be mocked for.
After this segment, are you open to assert a gift certificate to the Tickle Palace?
Yeah, I'd love to go. Yeah. I'd love to go if it's only that special kind.
Yes.
You know? Yeah.
The hair? Hair play.
The Hershey Tickle.
Oh, no.
Over.
Oscar's take.
I'm sorry.
Jesus.
Thank you. Finally, Oscar, back on November 24th, a 46-year-old bald guy named Jeffrey Trent went into a hair salon in Lawrenceburg, Kentucky, and asked for a product that could bring his hair back. They told him there was no such thing, and that made him so upset, the police say, that he, quote, became belligerent and created a disturbance inside the business.
Oh, no.
He was arrested for disorderly conduct. On his arrest report, his hair color is listed as bald. So he pitched a fit, and I welcome your thoughts on this.
I had to go to Michael's yesterday, Mike, and I only mentioned this is because these places that necessarily have to stay open for certain services like beauty salons and your hardware store or a place like Michael's just for crafts. It's seasonal for the most part.
Pretty much.
Hate the store myself. And
is that why you sold it? I appreciate they kept your name.
I, as Rob, you know, I was into crafting when I was younger and, you know, started it out. I was actually quite a financial windfall when I sold Michael's. But
I remember when I was interning for you, you turned to me and you said, I've got them. Styrofoam balls, any size.
Yeah. Yeah. Now I have an actual visceral reaction if I see a wreath.
I said to Shannon, a lot of angry housewives at Michael's.
Yes.
And she said, why do they have to be housewives? And I said, who's got the time to walk around in the middle of the day to,
Crafting.
Yeah, for crafting. And God forbid you take the last bow because they'll ask you if you're really going to use it. And
absolutely.
I said, what do you mean? I said, look, the line was deep and it was socially distanced and I had to wait 20 minutes. But at every turn, they asked about their Michael's dollars. And if it didn't happen, let me talk to a manager. And I said, lady, do you think the lady with a plexiglass behind her that's getting your little elves checked out really wants to get spend more time in front of you talking about your Michael's dollars and when you're not going to get credit for them? Let's keep it moving. But
was there a bald guy there? Was there a bald
guy? The only other male that showed up was a manager who was one of the managers there who was bald. He showed up and he said happily to the ladies, your Michael's dollars will not arrive till after the new year. Keep it moving.
Hey!
There you go. Way to go. And you said, way to go, Baldy.
That is a true hero. And I said, that man is not in the spirit, and he just wants to get out of here.
Power to the hairless. Absolutely. Power to the hairless, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
We will take a break, and we have our final audio vault of the week when we come back with Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Meara Show. Christmas is a time.
Z wants candy.
Well, we should have something sweet.
She loves candy.
Airheads, if they're sour, Sour Patch. The watermelon flavored ones.
Sweet Tarts.
Nerds, black licorice.
Shannon.
Good and Plenty. Chocolate.
A Hershey bar.
Peanut butter cup.
Mary Jane's.
Bit of honey. I ate all of my favorite candies.
Don't worry, Peach. You can stock up on all your favorites through the Mike O'Meara Shopping Center. Click the banner at MikeOMeraShow.com.
Wanda Farmer, we need more candy.
Thanks, Peach.
And snacks, please.
Snacks.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. There's the outside of the gift box. For Truff hot sauce. And look at the inside here, all right? It's like, you know what? You remember in, I can do the scene from Pulp Fiction.
Okay.
Oh, please.
Yeah.
Well, what's in the case? What's in the case?
It's a Marcellus Wallace's favorite hot sauce, Oscar.
Now, normally when you say that, I would, you know, you'd hear that and you'd be shot. Anyway, Truff, we're talking about Truff. It's great. Truff, T-R-U-F-F. It's a luxury hot sauce that makes every meal 5 stars. Crafted with a signature blend of red chili, black truffle, organic agave nectar, and savory spices. Each bottle ships pristinely packaged and ready to gift. Topped with Truff's eye-catching black diamond-shaped lid, hinting at the truffle-infused treasure inside. It's more than a hot sauce. You better believe it is. It's a showstopper, and it's like nothing you have ever tried before. Rob uses it at every meal. Puts it on his cereal.
My tip of the day, turkey sandwich, Truff hot sauce, off to the races. Fantastic.
Yum. See for yourself why Truff is the biggest hot sauce on Instagram and TikTok. And right now, get 10% off site-wide when you use promo code TMOS at Truff.com. That's 10% off everything, anything included. Let me just do this the right way.
All right.
That's 10% off everything, dot, dot, dot. Anything. including the White Truff VIP box and the Truff Variety Pack, just in time for the holidays. Just shop at truff.com. That's T-R-U-F-F. Remember, F is in flavor. .com. Use the promo code TMOS. Let's open up the audio vault. We're running short on time.
Mike, I'm curious. I sent you some sound effects. Do you have your explosion? Because that's going to dictate.
I lost the explosion yesterday. Remember?
Yeah, I sent it to you today, so I didn't know if you had loaded it. But right,
hold on.
The tape will wait. I just can't play the tape if you don't have it.
Go to the next story.
All right. I want to say hello to some of the greatest people out there, bartenders. Did you know that today is National Bartenders Day?
Woo! Now I'm just a bartender.
Hey, bartender.
Slip me a bottle of bourbon.
One bourbon, one scotch, one beer.
You set them up and I'll knock them back, Lloyd. One by one.
If you have a good doctor, if you have a good mechanic, and if you have a good bartender, you're doing okay. So here's to all the bartenders out there. Mike,
all right.
Did you see?
I have the explosion.
Oh, good. Because I have a song that I think you might like. Here we go. This is a quarantine, don't you know?
It's the most infectious time.
And you sent me the right one. Thank you.
Good.
You sent me the good one. That's the good one. I love that one.
Good.
I really do.
And, did you see any of Rudy Giuliani's testimony in Michigan about voter fraud?
No.
Okay.
Rudy did something again?
Well, I think he might have farted. I don't know.
Okay.
Let's hear it. He's awfully worked up.
The answer that I gave you is they didn't bother to interview a single witness. Just like you, they don't want to know the truth.
Play it again, please.
It's still, like the election, Mike, it's still undecided.
He's so nasty. Rudy.
The answer that I gave you is they didn't bother to interview a single witness. Just like you, they don't...
The pause is what makes me think it might be genuine, because he pauses right before the word witness.
The answer that I gave you is they didn't bother to interview a single witness. Just like you.
What do you think historians are going to judge this man?
Oh, very well. History will be kind to him. Also, Mike...
He's scary.
You need to find this press conference, because he brought in an expert witness from a voting polling company. Her name was...
I've seen this
Melissa
lady.
Carone. Yes. And she's like the lady on Saturday Night Live that you wish you hadn't started a conversation with. So here's one of her great moments. I just call her Melissa Carone, Giuliani's nutty witness.
The poll book is completely off.
Off by 30,000?
I'd say that poll book is off by over 100,000. Why don't you look at the registered voters on there?
My question then is if the...
Guess how many... Wait, what about the turnout rate? 120%?
Let's let Representative Johnson ask his question.
My question is why... We're not seeing the poll book off by 30,000 votes. That's not the case.
What did you guys do? Take it and do something crazy to it?
There it is.
That's his expert witness.
That's his expert. That's it. This is why they're all embarrassed.
Yeah, and they should be.
This is the traveling show that we're getting, and that's in courtrooms and it's in before panels. That's what they're doing. Yeah. What did you do? Mess with it?
Mike, I hate to double dip, but they did this last night on Jimmy Kimmel. We'll close with this. Jimmy Kimmel has his take on Melissa Carone, who might be my new favorite person in news.
I've lost family. I've lost friends. I've been threatened. My kids have been threatened. I've had to move. I've had to change my phone number. I've had to get rid of social media. Nobody wants to come forward. They're getting threatened.
She's been threatened. You understand? And she's frightened. And she doesn't have a boyfriend.
That's your magic audio vault. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Threatened. Oh, God. We got to get out of here. Don't forget to get the bonus show. We got a good one this week. Ooh. And thank you for all your support. Our thanks to Dave Walls.
Dave Walls, yes.
Dave Walls from the station down in Lynchburg. We appreciate him. Great conversation, Dave. Thank you for your years of support. And what a wonderful, wonderful thing you had to say to all of us at the end of your segment. We truly, truly appreciate that. Why I love doing the TMOS Talking Head. Mm-hmm. every week. So interesting to find out what these people are all about. Makes me really, really thrilled to have people like that in our listening audience. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show is made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Do you know who I am? I'm Mo.
It's done, Joan. They packed your things. They're loading your car.